It's time to go back to school with Professor Fish. Class is now in session. Here's the professor, Tim Fisher.
Time for a little extra credit. The professor handing out some grades after the first real weekend of college football. Did we learn more, or do we have more questions after this past week? I think one thing was abundantly clear. You don't want to play college football if you go to a school in the state of Texas. The good news is for Major Applewhite, he's the only first-year coach in the state of Texas that didn't lose. That's because they postponed the UTSA game against Houston because of Hurricane Harvey. Speaking of hurricanes, we got another one that could be causing lots of problems this week, but we'll talk about that later in the week on the University of Fish. It's extra credit time. It's time to go through the past weekend, which for us ran Thursday to Monday after that exciting week of college football. But let's talk about Texas. University of Texas, you know, had no chance all game long against the University of Maryland. Maryland, really, they were 6-7 last year. Granted, that's a better record than Texas had last year. But everybody touting, Tom Herman's here. We're going to have a great season. Preseason ranked, but that ranking fell short as they lose by 10 at DRK, Darrell Royal Stadium, there in Austin, Texas, 51-41. The Longhorns have some work to do if they're going to be competing, especially if they're giving 51 up to Maryland. Imagine what Oklahoma State and that offense they have with Mason Rudolph and James Washington. That offense does look explosive. Granted, they were only playing Tulsa last week, but you can already go ahead and put Mason Rudolph in that early Heisman hype. Speaking of Heisman hype, but staying in the state of Texas, Matt Rhule, he knew he was going to have a tough time at Baylor getting the program back under control. He was thinking he was going to have to do that internally, not on the field. But then Liberty, a team that's not even in a conference, an FCS school, comes into Waco, there at the Palace on the Brazos, as they're calling the new stadium, and beat Baylor. Liberty beats Baylor. They ran 104 plays against the Baylor Bears. That sounds like something Baylor would do, running that many plays, but Liberty just ran all over that Baylor Bear defense. And so we're going to see the Big 12 sucking down in Texas right now, but that had to be outdone. It couldn't be Texas bad. It couldn't be Baylor bad. You know, A&M says, hold my beer. I've got something to do here. They got 44-10 at the Rose Bowl against UCLA. 44-10, midway through the third quarter. What does the Rosen one, Josh Rosen, do? He leads an epic comeback, and UCLA goes on to win on a fake spike. A fake spike. The clock wasn't even running, but yet the A&M defense bought it, and Rosen hits a touchdown in the corner of the end zone. UCLA goes on to win 45-44, and after the game, you even had Regents calling for Kevin Sumlin to be fired right then and there. They wanted to Lane Kiffin him, not even let him on the plane, but Sumlin did make it back to Texas. We'll have to see what happens throughout the year with Sumlin, because if he has another 8-5 year, he already knows he's gone, but yeah, I don't know if he makes it through the year. But enough about Texas. Let's talk about the good things that happened in college football. We're going to go through the AP Top 10, which was just released Tuesday afternoon. Alabama, number one, gets 60 of the 61 votes. Their offense looked really suspect, but once again, that Bama defense was tough in that beating of Florida State, and it was a beating for Florida State. DeAndre Francois, the sophomore quarterback, going down. He's out for the year with a patella tendon tear. That's going to be hurting Florida State. They could end up third in the division they're in the ACC. Not third in the nation, third in their division. I can see Louisville jumping them, even though they looked horrible against Louisville. And, of course, Clemson, who may have found the next coming of Deshaun Watson there at Death Valley. They had a great game. Kent State, though, we'll have to see what they can do against Auburn this week. But Alabama, number one, though they lose two linebackers for the year. But as they say at Alabama, we don't rebuild, we just reload. We'll have to see how he can do with his two new linebackers there. We'll see what happens there. Ohio State, you know, they gave up 400 yards to Munchie Lego, the quarterback for Indiana. 400 yards. They were losing in the first half. They came back, did blow Indiana out there at the end of the game, but they'll be facing a much stiffer passing attack this week in the University of Oklahoma. And even though Kirk Herbstreit said, oh, Indiana's the best passing offense that Ohio State will see all year, we'll see how Baker Mayfield does against that porous Ohio State defensive backfield this Saturday night at the Shoe. Number three, Clemson. Like I said, they played Kent State. They should be pretty good. Clemson should be pretty good. Kent State's going to be horrible. And they looked horrible against Clemson. But Clemson takes on Auburn this week. We'll preview that show Saturday morning with beat writers from Clemson, from Auburn. So stay tuned for that. Penn State, they had an easy game against Akron. Yeah, it's Akron, the Zips, but Penn State did what they had to do. Saquon Barkley looked like the real deal. Trace McSorley played very well as also, but the competition will get tougher, especially in that Big Ten East. Number five, Oklahoma. They started off against UTEP. They go down and score, but then they let UTEP drive the field and score 72 yards on a touchdown drive. But then what happened after that? The Oklahoma defense stiffened, only gave up 89 yards the rest of the game. Baker Mayfield, 19 of 20 for 330 yards. Everybody's going, who's he going to throw to? They had eight different people catch passes that game. I think he's got some people to throw to. Mark Andrews, the tight end, has a career day, over 140 yards receiving for the Sooners. Then coming in at number six, USC. I think this could be a little high. They played horrible against Western Michigan. Western Michigan looked like they were going to win the game, most of the game, but then USC came on at the end. Sam Darnold had a pretty good game, but the story of the USC-Western Michigan game had to be the blind deep snapper snapping there on that last extra point. Pete Carroll said he cried when that happened. And Pete Carroll, you know, a longtime coach at USC, broke all those rules, but did win those championships as well. Number seven, also from the Big Ten, the Washington Huskies. A kind of underwhelming performance against Rutgers, but they did open up against a Power 5 school. And Browning didn't look horrible. Didn't look great, but he didn't look horrible. Number eight, the Michigan Wolverines. Michigan, the question with Michigan is that defense that good, or Does Florida's offense suck that bad? McElwain has not had an offense in the whole time he's been at Florida. And you think Florida as an offensive powerhouse, they have been. They've always been. Until McElwain took over, the offense looked putrid. Or was Michigan's defense that good? We'll find out as we go throughout the year. They've got a stiff test, but they got Cincinnati this week. Then the next week, they've got the Air Force Academy with that strange option offense. We'll see how the Michigan defense holds up. Number nine, Wisconsin. Kind of another underwhelming performance, but the schedule is going to lay out for Wisconsin to where they can run the table, possibly in the Big Ten. We'll see how that works out for them. And number 10, Florida State. I think you're ranked a little bit high, especially, I mean, you got that ranking right now because you can't fall too far for falling to Alabama, because, of course, everybody thinks Alabama's the best in the nation. Probably are the best in the nation. We'll see how that works out. But Florida State, when you lose DeAndre Francois, you're going to lose your season. I'm sorry. It's true. It's true. But Oklahoma State should be ranked higher than Florida State, but that will bear out in the coming weeks because, like I said earlier, Florida State will end up third in the ACC division that they're in. Not third in the ACC, not third in the nation, third in their division, because Louisville and Clemson will both come up ahead of that. That's going to wrap up this week's Extra Credit, but don't worry, Saturday morning, 7 a.m., Extra Sports 1300. You can go to extrasports1300.com, listen online. Also, get the Extra Sports 1300 app. If you missed the show, catch it on iTunes. Is podcast each and every week. And just so you know, Fish's Picks the first week, well, you're up. if you're betting along with me, you're up for the week. 6-4, that first week's hard to call. And that, but still, made you a little money on that first week. My guest picker, Mac Engel of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, he went 5-5. So right now, the professor's up a game. We'll see you Saturday morning on the Extra Sports 1300. This is the professor, and this is Extra Credit from the University of Fish.
Oh, man, I think the clock is slow. I don't feel dirty.